Okay, gentlemen, so Boker Tov to all, and a wonderful Erev Shabbat, and a second day of our new month of Mar Cheshvan, which should lose its Mirirut Bimheira. So we've been discussing that wonderful Pasuk that has taught us so many things. Let me just review it with you before we begin going into today's daf. And I hope that that Pasuk has been something that you've been sucking on for the past 24 hours till it's deep, deep in your brain. V'asa lapar kasher asa lepar akatat ken yaseh. Oh my gosh, asa, asa, yaseh, lepar, lepar, akatat. So lepar akatat v'chiper aleihem akohen v'nislach lehem. Let's just review the wonderful things that we learned from there. So, v'asa kasher asa, that tells us that we're repeating, for no reason, do what you did with the previous carbon. The previous carbon, of course, was the par of the Kohen Mashiach. This carbon that we're talking about is the par of the Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. There's no need to say, do what you did, because it already said to do what you need to do, and it's exactly what it said before in the previous carbon of the power of the Kohen Mashiach. So what's the point of saying, do as you did? That teaches us that it's doubled. V'shana alav hakatuv la'akev. The Torah is telling me, if you miss it, then you're not going to be yotze. And that's the general rule. Whenever it comes to the issues of Hegdash, kekachim, you need to tell me again. Otherwise, I'm assuming HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us this is my preference, but if you don't do it like that, it would be okay. Kamash Malan, that it's Vasaka Shirasa. Then, when it goes on to say, so this means if you lose even a single one of those matanot, it's nothing. Now, the first thing that we asked was, maybe that's only the 7 hazoyas. How about the 4 hazoyas? That's the reason that it repeats, Kein Ya'ase. So, Lapar, that was a reference to the par Yom HaKippurim, and Kasher HaSalipar, that's a reference to the par Kohen Mashiach, to tell me that the same way the par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor that we're currently discussing, even a single matana is ma'akev, so too in the previous limud, in the previous korban of par Kohen Mashiach, even a single matana missing is ma'akev. And then HaChatat adds Siirei Avodas Kochavim. That was the basic idea of all of what we learned out. Now today on Daf Mem, right on top, we're going to start analyzing the question about why I would think that the Lashon of Asa Kasher Asa is not referring to the 4 matanot on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Why would we think it's only referring to the 7 matanot that are towards the parochet? By the way, even though we do have, in certain circumstances, let's where we're talking about the par of Yom HaKippurim, which we're learning out from here also, because la par ze par Yom HaKippurim, remember that over there we actually have 8 total matanos. But what we're talking about over here is 7 out of the 8, if we're talking about the Yom HaKippurim. That's whatever we have in common is what we're applying it to. Obviously, things that we don't have in common, such as sprinkling inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's not in common. I mean, so whatever's not in common, we can't learn out one from the other except from a Mamatzinu. Anyway, getting back to it, let's start at the very, very top. First word on the daf, Omama. So, we just learned that for some reason, I need Kenya Aseh, because Eli Elamatan Sheva Shema Akvot Bekom Makom. How do I know that even Matan Arba, which is not Akev Bekom Makom? We know that, because we know that when it comes to the Chataot Achitzoniot, nobody holds, not Beit Shammai, not Beit Tillet, you need all of them. Even Beit Shammai only maximizes, you need 2 of them, but La Halacha, we only need 1 of them. So anyway, why would I think that the Matan Sheva is different, says the Braita? Because that's always Ma'akev. What is that referring to? Where are these places where 7 always is Ma'akev? Oh, that's referring, says Rav Papa Hecha, to Pura. if you have to bring the Parah Aduma, the Torah says that you're sprinkling, you're not even in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And the din over there is that you're being mazah standing on Har HaMishkan, Har HaZeitim, and you're going to be sprinkling from the Dam of the Parah towards the Heichal seven times. And over there, remember, the whole Parsha of Parah begins with what words? Zot Chukat HaTorah. And wherever it says Chok, we know, we learned that out earlier, that it is Me'akev. So seven by the Parah, and you know where else? Benegoyim. Someone who has Tzarat, and he's bringing his Korban. So there are also the special, remember, the Luk Shemen, Shel Mitzorah, and that has seven. We also have over there that there are seven things that you have to do with it. When it says Zos Tiye Torah HaMitzorah, and some of that Shemen has to be sprinkled towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Obviously, nothing goes in there. But the point is that since it begins Zot Tiye Torah HaMitzorah, wherever the word Tiye appears, remember that is an existential given. Tiye Havayato, and that cannot be changed. So that's what it's referring to. Since in the other places where we hear about sprinkling seven times, it's going to be ma'akim entirely, it makes sense to apply the din specifically to the seven. Matan arba minayin, so how do we know the four? Meaning on the mizbeach hapnimi, Talmud lomar kin yaaseh. Now, I don't understand the question here. I mean, it's the same limud, is it not? I mean, I understand if you're only going to apply it to one. So then the one to apply it to is the Matan Sheva and not the Matan Arba. But I don't understand why we need further proof that it includes the Matan Arba. It says, Kasher Asah Ken Yaseh. I don't get it. And whatever it is that you needed to do, that's what you need to do. So what's whatever you needed to do? That included the four matanas on the Mizbeach. There's no particular reason why I should exclude the four matanas on the Mizbeach, is there? So, Maishna Matan Sheva de Ketivan Vichvila on the seven matanas on the Parochet, towards the Parochet, I should say. So it doesn't really go on the Parochet except by accident. So how do we know them? Because the Torah goes through, this is what you do, and then it says, do what you got to do. I mean, okay. It's exactly what it says about the Arba Matanos on the Mizbeach Hazav. What's the difference? Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, you're right. There is no difference unless you hold like Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon says that even though it says in the Pasuk that you're supposed to give the Dam al Karnot HaMizbeach, it does not say on all four. It says al Karnot, which is, okay, I'll learn out the minimum. The minimum of a plural, of course, is plural, is two. So how do I know, says Rabbi Shimon, that you even have to give the Matanot Arba at all? Maybe you only have to give the Matanot Shtayim. Aha! That he learns from the comparison of the Loshan above meaning in the Korban of the Kohen Mashiach, and the Lashon below. So Lemala, where it's talking about the par of the Kohen Gadol, which is Behora'ah, there it says Karen. It could have said Karen, but it says Karnot, and that's two. Lemata, and down there on the second one, which is, of course, the par Helam Davashot Sibor, it also could have said Karen, and it says Karnot. Now put the two plurals together, and 2 + 2 = 4. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Now that means that according to Rabbi Shimon, we do not know from the Ken Ya'aseh that it's ma'akev when it comes to the four, because we need the Ken We don't know from the Asa Kasher Asa that you are ma'akev, because it's not actually adding, it's not doubling, it's adding. Because I would only have known to do two. And now that it says, V'yasah kasher asah, you have to do four. But how do I know that the four is doubled in order to be ma'akev? For that, I need to know Ken Yaseh. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it makes sense that it should say Ken Yaseh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer? No. We don't learn out the number of Koronos one from the other. Absolutely not. It's Einod Tzarich. That's completely unnecessary because, look, it says beferish. Listen to this pasuk. V'natan ha-kohen min hadam al karnot mizbach kitoret hasamim lifnei Hashem asher ba'ohel moed. Now, have you ever heard so much additional words that are completely unnecessary? Hadam al karnot mizbach kitoret hasamim lifnei Hashem asher ba'ohel moed. I mean, you could have identified this mizbeach with any one of those three things. It's the mizbach kitoret hasamim. Thank you, now I know there's only one of those. Or it's the mizbeach lifnei Hashem. Thank you, that's the mizbeach hazahav. There's only one of those. Asher ba'ohel moed. Thank you. There's only one mizbeach in the ohel moed. I mean, to repeat three different identifications of the same place. I mean, what's going on over here? So what must it be telling me? That anything whatsoever that you find in the ohel moed that would be called karnot mizbeach, that's what you got to do. Well, you don't need a magnifying glass to discover that the mizbeach in the ohel moed has four karnot. So it says Rabbi Yehuda, make sure you put it on all the four karnot. So what's your problem? So ba'ohel moed means al kol ha'amur ba'ohel moed. Any of the karnot that you can find in the ohel moed, that's what you got to do. So that means I already know that we need four. So therefore, when it repeats the v'asa kasher asa, then that should tell me that you need to be ma'akev. And if you don't put it on, so then I know that it's the same as the seven. If you don't put all four on, it's going to be ma'akev. So I understand why, according to Rabbi Shimon, I need Kenya Aseh, but I don't understand why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I need Kenya Aseh. Our original question stands. If it says and repeats the seven, it's also saying and repeating the four. So what possible difference would there be between the two? Therefore, asks the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, ken yaseh ma'avidle. So what does he need that extra words of? Not only v'asa kasher asa ken yaseh, I mean, even a hedyot biyoter hears the repetitiveness of those words, right? I mean, this is not some kind of arcane diak. This is like, what? So what does he do with that ken yaseh? Ah, Rabbi Yehuda needs it for a completely different limud. Surprisingly, it does not say anything on Yom Kippur about needing to do the smicha, which is when you do the actual viduim. So it doesn't say it needs smicha, and it never says anything about shvichas hadam on the yesod mizbeach hachitzon. So how exactly minayin? How do we know that those things are necessary on Yom HaKippurim? Well, so since the par is a reference to Yom Kippur in the actual, we said in the prior to that, analyze the pasuk of the V'yasala par kasher asah, etc., etc., so the lepar meant zepar Yom HaKippurim. So because of that, we can also learn the halacha of smicha and shiyore hadam. Now, how do we know that it's not just a reference to the other main limud, which we don't even know what that is yet, but we said lepar zepar Yom HaKippurim. We're going to figure that out later. But how do we know it's referring to smicha v'shiyore hadam also? That we know from ken yaseh. Well, wait a minute. Didn't you say, I don't understand. You're telling me we wouldn't have known that because lepar Yom HaKippurim lo lamadnu, and therefore we need ken yaseh, but we did lamadnu. You yourself said lamadnu. You said the kasher asah lepar zepar Yom HaKippurim. Now, I understand. So either we are learning everything out the par Yom HaKippurim or we're not. I mean, if we're learning it out the par Yom HaKippurim, why would we not learn out smicha and shiore adam? Why do we need yet another reference to Yom Kippur to tell me ken yaseh and that it's also you've got to do smicha and shiore adam? Ha'amart, you yourself just said lepar zepar Yom HaKippurim. Ah, but see, I still need the additional limud of ken yaseh. Why is that? Because I would have thought that the only thing we could compare on Yom Kippur to the power of the Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur is Salkat Atechamina, only something which is an avoda that's Ma'akev Kapora. An avoda that is not Ma'akev Kapora, and we never find, at least according to this sheet. Remember, there is a Mandi Omar who holds that the Shiore Hadam on the Pnimium is Ma'akev. However, this is not true here, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, I would have thought that the only type of thing that you can learn of Lapar, Kasher Asa Lapar, those are things that are ma'akev, because, look, it makes sense that they're things that are ma'akev, because right after those words, it says, v'chi per lava kohen v'nislach lo. So that means these are things that are nogeya, the actual kapora and the slicha. And therefore, an avoda de lo ma'akev kapora, such as smicha, which is never ma'akev kapora, because en kapora elabedam, and shvicha shirayim, which we learn out all over, does not, at least according to me, is not Ma'akev Kapora. So maybe you don't even need to do it on Yom Kippur, because just because of the par that's comparing the par Halam Dover to par Yom HaKippurim, that does not mean that it's going to apply across the board, even to things that are not Ma'akev Kapora. Therefore, I need the additional words, Kenyasa, even things that are not Ma'akev Kapora, should be done Lechatchila. I wish I could give over to you guys the way that this flows. It's so important to just let your mind interact with these various karbonas, the recognition of the interrelationships of the Purim and Seirim HaPnimiyim with each other, recognizing their uniqueness and their unique kaporas, and understanding the uniqueness of their matbez dam and the place where they actually occur, you'll feel that you're dealing within a whole set of issues that, of course, are deeply interrelated to each other. This one pasuk is not, again, some kind of esoteric, weird interrelationship of this par as relates to that par. It sounds like a bunch of nonsense. But when you're deep in the sensing of what the set of karbonos we're talking about are, this is an absolute marvelous pasuk that comes along to interrelate every last element of the set, you see? So we've got the different karbonos on Yom Kippur, which is a par and a soyer. We've got the different types of karbonos that are mechaper for a mistake of bezdin, which again is the par here in Vayikra and the soyer in Shlach. And we're going to be analyzing the fact, those interrelationships of different species with different avedas. All of this is coming up in this daf. And it's really important to hear those connections, especially when it comes to the really strange things of the interrelatedness of things that are outside, inside, and deep inside, which is Lifnai v'Lifnim, and Lifnim in the Heichal, and in the Azara, and then Bachutz, because the other things that we bring in here, even though they appear to be only loosely connected, and we're just mentioning them, Agav, are really deeply connected. We talked about the tzaras and the oil of the tzaras is the only thing that also has things that are sent outside of the machane, just like the soyer mishtaleach. We've got one bird that is kept in, and one bird that's sent out, exactly like same as the Sora Mishtaleach. It's the only other place. The Parah Aduma relates also to an Avoda that's Bechutz, which nonetheless is called a Chatas, and which has Sheva Hazayas. I mean, my heavens, these are so profoundly, lovingly interrelated to find them all put together in one pasuk. If you're sensitive to it, the level of the poetry and the density is just overwhelming. So if you look at it that way, you're not going to be sitting here listening to this drusha, that drusha, and just until your eyes are turning around in circles like an old-fashioned dial phone. That's not what we're talking about over here. Okay. Anyway, what's this hand up over there with Daniel Al-Bukhari? What's a hand up? Are you just excited to see Naftali? Is that it? I agree with you 100%. I put up my hand as well.
Maybe it's a funny suggestion, but maybe Rebbe can give us this flow as a separate,
No, it's not separate. That's why I keep going over everything. That's why it takes so long, because every time I mention one thing, I keep mentioning the... because you're not letting go. You have to let go. I keep telling you, this is the same thing that people do when they learn Yavamas and they try to go through every set. Let go. If you let go and you become immersed in it, it just asserts itself over you. It becomes second nature to me now, like breathing out and breathing in. Anyway, so let's continue. But practice. Do it. And let's continue. Okay. We've got two dangerous haircuts today. I'm getting very nervous. Naftali's coming in looking like he's just, oh boy, yeah, my gosh, Dr. Barry. And he's sitting next to Gavi, which worries me very much. Thank heavens there's no barbers up there in Chatzor. Okay. So we now know Ken Yaseh, according to Rav Yehuda, includes Smicha and Shvicha Shirai. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon, just let me get this straight, because what Rabbi Yehuda said made a heck of a lot of sense to me. Rabbi Yehuda said, since it repeats all of these identifications of the Mizbeach HaZav, it calls it the Mizbeach HaKtores, it calls it Asher Lifnei Hashem, it calls it Asher Ba'ol Moed. So it means any Karanot that are identifiable in that Ohel Moed are included. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon like that? Why does Rabbi Shimon say the only way we know all four Kranot is by putting together the two Kranot that are mentioned at the Par Koin Mashiach together with the two Kranot that are mentioned in the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibor beneath it, right? Why? Isn't it really meaningful? Does he have another use for that unnecessary identification of Ohel Moed? What does he do with those words? Rabbi Shimon hai ba'ol moed my avid, right? Ah, he needs it to tell me a halacha. Ba'ohel moed means that the ohel aspect of the Migdash or the Mishkan is absolutely essential. And therefore, if there's a hole in the roof of the Heichal or of the Mishkan, then you cannot do any of these avodas, which is a completely different insight into the sense of the place. Because remember, all of the other ideas of place are defined by what? Mechitzot, right? But not by roofing. Now, the only aspect that is defined by roofing is the sukkah, which is, of course, learned out from the Ohel Moed and from the Beis HaMikdash. And here, Taina's Rabbi Shimon, well, that's exactly what this is coming to tell me. The Ohel aspect is essential. And if you have a hole in that roof, im niftachata tikra shel eichal, you were not able to be mazah. Now, doesn't Rabbi Yehuda need it for that? No, because Rabbi Yehuda says, how many times do you need to say Ashrei a day? I mean, for heaven's sakes, it keeps talking about Asher. It's crazy. Asher lifnei Hashem. Asher ba'ol moed. I mean, come on. You could do without the Ashers, can't you? You could say, Al kanot ha-mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem ba'ol moed. I mean, so that repetition of Asher ba'ol moed, that tells me anything which, the both things. In other words, it's got to be inside of the ohel moed, and it also tells me that it needs to be an ohel moed. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, as often we find, is not dorish that extra word of asher to be able to learn out a completely new thing. That is the way sometimes that the Torah will talk. Okay. So now let's get back to the original question. Why don't we learn that the very repetition of doing what you need to do is itself a reason that the four matanot on the Mizbeach will be ma'akev? Why do we need a separate Ken Yaseh to tell me that if it's just as repetitive as the Matan Sheva were? Ah, so we answered it by saying what? It's going according to Rabbi Shimon. And since according to Rabbi Shimon, we only know the fact that you need to do Arba Matonot from the comparison of the Par Helam Davar Shel Mashiach to the next Korban, which is the Par Helam Davar of the Tzibor. I shouldn't have said Helam Davar as an Hora, I meant of the Mashiach. So that's the way we got out of it. So we're going to need an additional limud that it's actually ma'akev because we need to put together those two things. Abaya says we do not need to learn that the Mishnah is only going to work according to Rabbi Shimon. It works perfectly well even according to Rabbi Yehuda. How is that? Because, look, if it wouldn't have said, Keni Ya'aselo, so you might have thought, is it not true that we had a raya here, that Smicha and Shiore Hadam, now, it says both by the Par Kohen Mashiach and by the Par Helam Dover. In both cases, it says V'samach, or it says V'samchu, Ziknei Ha'idah, right? It's repeated. Shvicha Sadam, Shvicha Sashiraim is repeated. Now, did anybody tell you that, well, I should say anybody, but anyone recent tell you that that's going to be Ma'akev? No. No, neither Rabbi Shimon nor Rabbi Yehuda hold that. It's not going to be Ma'akev. So, I would say, look, just because something is repeated doesn't mean that necessarily it's Ma'akev. It needs to be repeated in the context of the set of things that are generally Ma'akev. But not, if I know this is never Ma'akev anywhere else, I'm not going to use the repetition to say, all of a sudden, these particular details would be Ma'akev and these particular korbanos. I'm not going to say that. So if that's the case, if Smicha and Shiori Adam, despite the fact, Afagav, Dechtiva Nuchvila, even though they are written in both cases of the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Parom Lover Shal Tzibur, they're not Ma'akev. So maybe Matan Arba, which is really, we know you don't need all Arba when it comes to the Chataot HaChitzonot, they're not all Ma'akev. So then let me understand that as a contextual issue. This is not something that is generally Ma'akev, and therefore it's not Ma'akev over here. Masha Enkein, if I have the Matan Sheva, those are generally Ma'akev. So that would be why I need an extra Pusik. Isn't that enough of a reason? Kamash Malan, that's why it says King Yasin. It works out very simply according to anybody. We don't have to make this dependent on Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, as to the Makar of how we know that there are Arba Koronot. Now, let's move on. We never actually said what the Lapar reference to Yom HaKippurim is about. It's this mysterious thing that's been hovering in the background, which we said, can't we learn other things from it? No, no, we can't, because they're not Ma'akev Kapar. Well, what the heck do we learn from it? We certainly don't need it to tell me that the Matanais are Ma'akev, because it says Beferish in the Parsha of Yom HaKippurim, Chukat Olam. Whenever it says Chukat Olam, it always is Ma'akev. So what is this mysterious thing that is added by the Par Yom HaKippurim? What's it referring to? Lamai Ilchita. I mean, La'akev? I know that. Pshita. It says Chuka, so it can't be La'akev. Well, maybe, says Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it's to tell me that according to Reb Yehuda, now this is a very important element in Masechet Yoma. According to Reb Yehuda, Chuka does not apply to everything on Yom HaKippurim. Chuka actually only applies to the things that are immediately in the context of the special begodim that the Kohen Gadol wears. And Chuka, zot, the idea of Chukat Olam, in Bizot Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, and so on, are referring only to the contextual, both clothing that he's wearing, the Big Day Lavan, and the special place, Bizot Yavo Aaron El HaKodesh, when he comes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And only that is what it's referring to. Masha Inkin, the other things, I don't know that it would be La'akev at all. And therefore, since Reb Yehuda said Kiktiva Chuka, that word Chok, that it's Chok Olam and it's going to be Ma'akev, that only addresses the things that are done in Big Day Lavan, Bezot Yavo Aronan, and El HaKodesh, and things that are done in Lifnai V'Lifnim. So if he doesn't do exactly the order that's described in the Pasuk, It's not going to work. And im hikdima selach avero lo asa velo klum, right? So let's say that he brings in the dam ha-soyer, and then he brings in the dam ha-par. No good, because those are things that are done lifnai velifnim, and they're done with Big Day Lavan. But there are other things that are done even the Big Day Lavan, but they're not bezot yavo aron el ha-kodesh, and they are done in the Heichal, which we're calling Bachutz, relative to Lifnai V'Lifnim, obviously, only. Otherwise, we'd call that Bifnim. So let's say over there, he mixes up the Dam and he does things out of order. Dvorim Anasim Mibigdei Lavan Bachutz, it would still be kosher. And if he was Hikdi Ma'aseh L'Chaveiro, it would be kosher, Bidi Avad. And therefore, if he flips the order of the dam, of the soyer and the par in the heichal, there is not an ikup for kapora. Well, I would say, well, if that's the case, since according to Rebbe Yehuda, Emai would say, if the seder is not ma'akev, midekisidran lo ma'akve, maybe the actual azos are not ma'akev, and you can get away with it because the chukah doesn't say ikup. That's why I need to know Lapar, Zepar, Yom HaKippurim, that even in the Etzem, things that it doesn't specifically refer to in the Chok of Yom Kippur, it's still true that they are Ma'akev. I still need to know that. Matkiflor of Papa, I'm sorry that nobody would say such a thing. Umimatzit Amritachi? What, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we need to know from the comparison to a parhelam davar shal tzibur, and that's the way that we know that the hazos on Yom Kippur are ma'akev, according to Rabbi Yehuda? It's ridiculous to say that. Rabbi Yehuda is the authority for a completely different mocker for that halacha, and as a matter of fact, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the dam, even the shvicha shirayim, will be ma'akev. Where does he get that from? Because we learned in the Braita, why does it need to say in the Torah, V'chilo mikaper et ha-kodesh? Now, what do you mean, V'chilo mikaper et ha-kodesh? I mean, obviously, it says what to do in the Kodesh, and then it says to go out, V'kriv et ha-sa'ir achai. So just say, when you finish telling me what you need to do, it should just say, V'kriv et ha-sa'ir achai. Why does it say, V'chilo mikaper et ha-kodesh, V'eto ha-moed, V'eto ha-mizbeach, when the Kohen is finished doing all of those things bifnim, now it's time to bring the soyer achai, which is the actual soyer that we bring from the musafim. Yeah, I mean, just tell me. Okay, time to bring the soyer achai. I don't get it. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, we actually learn an amazing chiddush from here. And that is, the Tanakama says, Tanakama is Rabbi Akiva. So the Tanakama says, well, it says, V'chilo mikaper et ha-kodesh, that comes to tell me, if you were Kila, if you just did everything I told you to do, then if you were Keeper, then you were Kila. You completed it. And that means, you didn't have to bring the Shvicha Shirayim. You just needed to do the Kapora. And that's it. Nothing else in Ma'akev. But if you didn't do the whole Kapora, then you have not completed doing what needs to be done in Yom Kippur. You need to go back. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amarlo Rabbi Yehuda, now wait a minute. Doesn't it make more sense to read the Pasuk in the correct order? V'kila mikaper, not mikaper v'kila, the way you're reading it. Why not say the opposite? Im kila, if you did everything that you need to do above, what does that mean? Oh, that includes shvicha shirayim. Then, if you did everything, im kila, kiper. But im lo kila, if you didn't do every last thing, then lo kiper. So then that would mean that even if you left out the shvicha shirayim, then you would not be Mechaper on Yom Kippur. So why not read it like that? Now, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn that every last bit, even the Shvicha Shirayim, is Ma'akev. Are you serious trying to tell me that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the way that I know that the Etzem Zrikas or Mechaper, and you need all four, is because it says Kenyas, eh? Ah, that is, or because it says Lapar? That's ridiculous. It says it directly in the Parsha of Achrimos. Rabbi Yehuda is the last person that you should say that, but just because it doesn't say chukah on those things, I need to learn it out. Lapar zayom par yom ekipurim. No way. Comes along Rav Papa and he says, I will tell you the secret. And this is now a new Gavi terminology, which we throw around as a technical term. And that is, you know what we need it for? We need it for it, badam, and tefillah. Huh? Those words don't even make sense. They're not meant to make sense. They are shorthand. And they are shorthand for a fascinating difference in the way that Nesinas Adam that we talk about in the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Nesinas Adam that we talk about in the Par of Yom HaKippurim are presented subtly differently. So listen carefully to the pasuk that we're referring to when we say et badam betfilah. When it comes to the Par of the Kohen Mashiach, which, remember, is the opening and the model. All along, it's V'yasala par kasher asala par. It's the model for the way things need to be done. And we constantly refer back to it. Now, the way that the Nesinas Hadam of that Chatas HaPnimi, of the Par of the Kohen Mashiach, is presented is with very special requirements. First of all, Vitaval. So that means that the Kohen has to dip his finger into something which contains the dam. Dipping is very different from just having the dam. I mean, you could maybe, you know, sweep up the dam from the edges of a kli or something, right? But that would not be called Vitaval, would it? Okay. So first of all, it says he's got to dip it into the dam. It doesn't say that when it comes to Yom Kippur. Interestingly enough, by Yom Kippur, it says, V'lakach. It doesn't say V'taval. Fascinating. Now, the other thing that it says is, Badam, into the blood with a patach. Now, patach always means the known dam, the dam that was there all along, not bidam. Dip your finger into some blood. No. It has to be Vitaval Badam that was the original Dam that we had been Mekaba, right? And it says Vitaval, doesn't say Vilakach. So the words Vitaval and Badam, and then it adds, listen to this. In Yom Kippur it says, Vihiza Be'etzba'o. But by the Par of the Kohen Gadol it says, Et etzba'o. Now, the word et always adds something that is secondary to. The word et means always attached. Secondarily attached, right? So we use the word et for meaning a partnership. You know, Yosef et Banav. That's the name of the garage. So it means Joe and Son's garage. It doesn't mean Joe to his sons. So the same thing is true over here. Et has got to be adding something to that etzba. Then that becomes et, badam, betfilah. So those are the three technical terms that we're going to be using that appear only in the Par Kohen Mashiach and do not appear of Yom HaKippurim. That's why when it says do the same thing to the par, it means et, badam, and tefillah apply also to Yom Kippur. And what are those things? Well, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, let me explain et, okay? So that word et means that if this Kohen has a blister on his finger, Now, we know that if you've got a bandage on your finger, any type of chatzitza, then that is going to be ma'akev, because it has to be actually be'etzba'o. So there can't be something that is chotzeitz between the etzba and the dam. How about if you've got a blister? Now, a blister is a general, the way that we refer to a blister in the Gemara is with the word aim. That's because any part of the body that consists of a blown up balloon kind of thing, and therefore it's a reference also to the structure of the womb, which is called the aim, will use the same word. So suppose you have this blown up blister. Now that means that there's skin on the top of that blister, which is not really attached to the etzpa, and it's going to die off. Is that a chatzitza? The fact that it says et tells us even something that is secondary to the etzpa, it is nonetheless kosher. So that is to tell me that if he has omim on his etzpa, it's machshir those omim. Then when it says badam, badam means the dam that's been there all along. And that means that from the time that you were mekabel the dam of that par in the kli, there needed to be sufficient dam there to dip your finger in. If you added dam afterwards to be able to make the tefillah possible, it's not going to be kosher. And then when it says vitaval, taval means it's got to actually be dipped. You can't collect the dam by putting your finger around the edges of the wall of the cup that you were mekabel the dam in. It needs to be dipped into actual liquid of the dam. So v'taval v'lo misapeg. And don't... No, it means all of that dam needs to be in the coats and not stuck to the coat. It can't be stuck. Yes, the surface tension is the shear. It can't be stuck to the cleat. And it needs to be enough to actually be able to apply afterwards to the sides of the mizbeach. So the itzrich lemichtav badam, you need to know that it was badam. Why? Isn't it enough just to say vitaval? No. Because if it would have just said v'taval, I would have said, what if you added the blood later? Maybe when you originally were mekabel the dam, maybe there wasn't enough for the shear of tefillah. It was just enough to be able to gather it up. So you added. Badam. Badam means the dam that was there meikara, as it always means. And if it would have just said badam, into the blood, I would say, okay, badam means you could still collect the blood. So therefore it says, bedavke vitaval and not misapeg. Katarachmana vitaval. Okay, great. So now the extra pusik of the par is coming to tell me that the modalities of the actual etzba and the et and the tefillah, all of those things apply to Yom Kippur, even though none of them are said on Yom Kippur. And even though when you read it, you think you've read the same thing, you've read something very different. Ha! Nice to pay attention. So, the next thing that it says about the Par Kohen Gadol is the Mizbach Kitoret HaSamim. Now, we said, I understand why it needs to say Asher Ba'ol HaMoed. We talked about that. But then why did it need to say Mizbach Ketoret HaSamim? You could have simply said Al Karnot HaMizbeach Lifnei Hashem Asher Ba'ol HaMoed. Obviously, that is the Mizbach Ketoret HaSamim. So what's the point of saying that? That comes to tell me a great chiddush. If this Mizbeach had never been used before for Ketoret HaSamim, and let us say that the day before the Kohen is bringing his Karban, they actually celebrated the new Mizbach HaKtores that had been donated by this multi-billionaire, and they made a big Hachnosas Mizbeach into the Mizbeach, where they took out the old Mizbeach, put in a brand new Mizbeach, beautiful, all new gold, and now we want to use it to put on the Dam. You can't. If the Mizbeach had never been used for Ketoret HaSamim, if it was not Nitchanech B'Ketoret HaSamim, you could not use it for Hazoyas. So this is a completely different halacha. Okay, so now Rav Papa is claiming that Et, Badam, and Betfilah is a reference to Yom HaKippurim as well from the extra word Lapar Yom HaKippurim, and we actually have a raya, at least according to Rebbe, for Rav Papa's understanding that that's what it's all about. Tanya Kavasi de Rav Papa. The Asa Ka'asher Asa. Okay, I understand all of that. But why does it need to say the Asa Ka'asher Asa Lapar? Obviously, we're talking about, we just finished describing everything that had been done to the Par Kohen Mashiach. And why do we need to say V'yasa Kasher Asa L'Par? Just say, do the same thing that you just did. But why do you have to do to the Par the same thing you did to the Par? What in the world is that? That is coming to tell me. L'rabot Par Yom HaKippurim L'vkol Ma Sha'omer Be'inyan. That comes to add the Par Yom Kippur to every last detail. Well, what are the details that are missing? Well, the only details that are missing is the Et, Badam, and Betfilah, which actually are mentioned differently when it comes to Yom Kippur. So according to Rebbe, Par Yom HaKippurim, that extra word Lapar is to teach me the things that we just spoke about, which is Es, Badam, and Betfilah. Rebbe Yishmael says, no, I don't need it to tell me that because I would know that from the following Kal v'chomer. Now, in order to follow this Kal v'chomer, you've got to pay close attention because at last we're facing up to the fact that some of these karbonas are the same but different species. Some of these karbonas are the same species but different karbonas. And what the din is of the halachas, are the halachas reflective of the species, are the halachas reflective of the types? At last we face that issue head on. Now, Rabbi Yishmael doesn't give many details to his Kal v'chomer. We're going to have to figure out what he means. But what he says is, look, isn't it clear that if in a place where the korbanot are different species, lo hushva korban le korban, so one is, I'm assuming that that means one is a par and one is a sayer, because that's the two types of animals that we have when we're talking about the korbanot apnimiyim. So let's assume that that's what it means. Even in a place where the species are different, the halacha is that the dinim of how to do it, the modalities are the same. And hishva ma'asim lema'asim. So we have the species, we have the purpose, we have the modalities, the procedures, the way in which it's done. So if in a place where we have different species, nonetheless, the modalities of procedures are equal, so a place where it's literally the same species, hishva carbon la carbon, is it not clear that the procedures have to be equal? So since the Par Yom HaKippurim is from the same species as the Par Kohen Mashiach, they're both par, so isn't it obvious that we would apply the dinim, which would mean et, badam, and tefillah, to the other? Why do we need the extra word lapar, zepar Yom HaKippurim, says Rabbi Yishmael. I disagree. You know why it says par over here? It says par to tell me that that's the din of the par helam davar shel tzibur, which of course is nonsensical. We're talking about the par helam davar shel tzibur. What do you mean, ken yatzel par? This is the par, for heaven's sakes. Well, obviously, the Gemara is going to point that out when we go into the details of what in the world is Rabbi Shmuel trying to say. So that's the first par. And the second par, that's the same as we said before. Kenya said lipar, that's a reference to the par of the Kohen Mashiach, which now tells us that the par Kohen Mashiach is also going to be ma'akev if you don't do everything, because we only learned the second one, which is the par halam davar shel tzibur, the asa kasher asa. Therefore, we need to know the same thing is true going back to the previous one. So this is something that we did originally. We also learned that. the same. So that means the difference between how we understood the lapar and Rabbi Shmuel is only about the lapar, not the lipar. The lipar is the second one, and that's the reference in both approaches to the par koin Mashiach, and lapar is a reference to the par, according to us, the par of the Yom HaKippurim for Et Badamu B'Tfilah, and according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a reference to, I don't know what. I mean, he says it's a reference to the par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, which sounds like a nonsensical statement, but okay. Anyway, so we've got this differences. So now we're bringing a raya to Rav Papa, but only from Rebbe, because Rabbi Yishmael obviously did not agree. I just want to understand, what was Rabbi Shmuel talking about? What are these Kal Vachomer? Which are the Karbonas he's referring to? You said, can I think about this for a minute? You said, if in a place where we have different species, nonetheless, the halakas are the same. What are you referring to? Milo Hushvu Karbon LeKarbon. Where do we have two things that are different species and that have the same halakha? Are you talking about the par of Yom Kippur and the Seyer of Yom Kippur? Is that what you're referring to? Which are obviously have exactly the same dinim the Torah says to do. It goes to the same halakha nachrei mot. What you do, lifnai v'lifnim, lifnei haparochet, al hakaporet, al mizbach hazahav, shvich hashiraim, every last detail is exactly the same. So maybe that's what you're referring to, and you're saying, well, if there it's the same, it should also be the same if we're going to compare the par Yom HaKippurim to the par of the Kohen Mashiach. No. That does not follow at all. I'm sorry. Because I can easily show you that that Kal Vachomer doesn't add up. Because I can ask, look, obviously, those two parim and seirim, they are so much the same, and they have a very special sameness. Their common denominator is that nichnas damam lifnai v'lifnim. So, of course, the Torah is going to give us the same dinim on them. Those are unique dinim that relate to the knisa lifnai v'lifnim. Now, does that mean that we should compare a par of Yom Kippur to the par Kohen Gadol? What in the world? What, just because it's the same species? Moo. So therefore, we're going to say that it should have the same dinim as things that have so much. It sounds ridiculous to me. They're completely different. The par of the Kohen Mashiach isn't brought lifnai v'lifnim. Why in the world should it be able to reflect on that super-duper kedusha of the par of Yom HaKippurim, which may actually have completely different dinim? It's a different world. That can't be what Rabbi Yishmael meant, because it's a ridiculous Kal Vachomer. So let's try again. So maybe what he meant was that where we have two different species with the same din, yes, the par halam davar shel tzibur on a regular avera, where Beis Din makes a mistake, and the Seirei Avodas Kochavim in Parsha Shlach, which are a special case when Beis Din makes a mistake, now they have exactly the same dinim. How do I know they have the same dinim? It doesn't say what the dinim of the Seir are in Shlach. Well, who's going to volunteer? Beep, 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 beep. Watch out, there is an explosive device planted underneath your computer. Beep. Deep. If you don't answer soon, you're gone. You won't even have enough time to escape because you're already hearing the sound of the drone. Deep, deep, quickly. Well, Shmuel Hanina?
Both have dam. Let's not even listen.
Neither have dam. Let's not even listen. That's what Rav Papa always says. I mean, Rabbi Yosef. Yes, but no. I asked, how do we know that the Seir has the same din as the par? And nobody's answering me. What kind of bunch of Amoratsim are not going with the flow around here? Moshe Andel, are you there? Get out of the forest and give me the answer. How do I know? Walk out of that forest. There's a bear behind you. Watch out. And Lichatat. Kasher asa lechatat, says the chatat is the word over here that I'm looking for. Where's the flow, man? Maybe you should stay out of the forest a little bit. Things tend to blend into one vast thing, and you can't see the trees for the forest. Okay, so the lechatat, remember that word in that pasuk asher asah lepar hachatat. Which chatat is that? The soyer in Shlach, which is the soyer of Avodas Kochavim. So we know that they have the same halachas. So the paralam davar shel tzibur and the seirei Avodas Kochavim are compared here, and they're different species. So I'm making a kal vachomer. If different species have exactly the same halacha, so kol shekein if they're the same species, right? And therefore, if the paralam davar shel tzibur and the Seirei Avodas Kochavim have exactly the same halachas, so shouldn't the par, which is the par of the Kohen Mashiach, and the par of Yom HaKippurim, which are the same species, should they not also have the same halachas? And obviously that's ridiculous. Because as we saw before, Ikala Mifrach, there's a completely different type of kapora that is involved when we're talking about the par of the Helam Dover and the par of the Sawyer. Why? Because we know exactly what we're coming to be mechaper on, and we know what we did wrong. Malahanach sheken mechaperim al averot mitzvah yidua. Both of them are brought on that. But remember that on Yom HaKippurim, we actually are bringing a carbon for someone who didn't know that he was chote. If he finds out he was chote, then we have to bring a different carbon afterwards. So this is a completely different type of kapara. And why would you think that they would have the same din? You oversimplified by mentioning only two elements that need to be taken into consideration, species and procedures. But how about the applications of the species? You've consistently ignored that. And how about the place of the species? You've ignored that too. I mean, yes, you can make all kinds of fancy kal vachomers if you don't take anything into consideration, Rabbi Yishmael. I still insist that we're going to need, you can't learn this out of a kal vachomer for the et badam of the tefillah. So what must Rabbi Yishmael be referring to? So maybe he was saying like this. We've got two different types of species. One is the par helam davar shel tzibur, and the other one is the soyer of Yom HaKippurim. Now, those two things actually are compared, and they have the same halachas that are spoken out. So what Rabbi Shmuel meant was like this. Okay, come on. If even in a place where we've got two completely different species, Ramakam Shalohu Shvu Carbon, Le Carbon, one of them is a par, the par of Helam Dover. The other one on Yom Kippur is a Sawyer. And nonetheless, for anything that they have in common, now this is what we forgot. And I mentioned this at the beginning of the daf today. When we're making these comparisons, they're not honest comparisons, because there's so much that is different, such as the very fact, I mean, we said we're going to compare the par of Helam Dover to the Karbonos of Yom Kippur. I mean, the Karbonos of Yom Kippur, those are Karbonos that have a whole additional level of bringing Sheva HaZoyos towards the Kaporet, which, of course, is not even accessible in the Heichal. So how in the world are we talking about they're being the same? They're completely different. So as I mentioned earlier, and we finally get to confront this reality, and how are we saying Matan Sheva? It's not Matan Sheva. It's Matan Shmona. Achas v'achas, achas v'sheva. Last I heard, 1 + 7 = 8, not 7. I mean, what's going on around here? We've been fooling us all along. So obviously, what was the point? That insofar as we share something, the part that's shared is the same, right? That's all that we're trying to say. We're obviously not creating a whole new matan dam lefnai velefnim on the par of a Kohen Mashiach. Okay, so what Rabbi Yishmael was saying is, look, you've got two different species, And yes, I agree. Obviously, they're very different in their application in terms of the maqam, as you pointed out earlier. But remember that for anything that they are the same, they are actually equated, right? L'may dechtiv bo. So, hushu ma'asim l'ma'asim, anything that is the same is actually compared. So, in a place where they are also the same species that we're talking about, the Kohen Gadol's chatas and the Yom Kippur's chatas. So, okay, we're talking about, at the beginning, the par of the Helam Davar, and we're talking about the par, the Sawyer of Yom Kippur. So, Kosher King, that would be true of the par Kohen Mashiach to the par of Yom Kippur. And both of them are Parim, and therefore, doesn't it make sense that we are going to be Mashve Ma'asim L'Ma'asim? What are those Ma'asim L'Ma'asim that we have in common? Well, it's said by Yom Kippur, V'lokach HaKohen, V'taval Etzba'o, right? It doesn't say Et Etzba'o. It doesn't say Badam. That's true. It doesn't say V'taval, but it does say the same thing, essentially, doesn't it? Okay, so then those are similar acts, which now we are going to say, we learn out one from the other in terms of the subtleties, in terms of the details, and what are those things? Et badam utfila, a whole new world that we never heard of before today. My gosh, you'll be eating breakfast, lunch, and supper today. Et badam utfila, with a new world ringing in your brain. So therefore, we now know that the par Yom HaKippurim also requires et, badam, and tefillah from the par of the Kohen Mashiach. And we can also learn the same thing is true, that the se'irim of Yom HaKippurim from the same Kal Vachomer should be learned from the se'irim of Avodas Kerchovim, which we learned out from Chatat. So we now know the Seire Avodas Kerchovim have to also have et, badam, and tefillah. And we have a Kal Vachomer that can tell us, well, if that's true, certainly the Sawyer Yom HaKippurim will be compared to the Seire Avodas Kerchovim because it's the same species.